everybody. Welcome to the preview show of What's on Your Mind and a little bit of the Common Sense Club. This is Mark, the Freedom Poet. Scott has been called away to the Twin Cities, and I believe there's a funeral. So anyway, God bless Scott wherever he is, and we're going to do our best. Steve Bakken's going to be joined by the man who is celebrating the 10th anniversary of the Say Anything blog. I'm talking about Rob Port, a guy that's really had a lot of influence of conservative folks around the Dakotas. And so he will be co-hosting on the What's on Your Mind show. They're going to be having open phones right at the top of the hour, and then they go from 9 to 11 on all those stations. Right now we're on AM 1100 The Flag and 1090 Tioga. We got a pretty morning, cool, kind of brisk, really. I went out for a little walk early. Tonight it's going to get all the way down to 43 under clear skies. Sunny today up to 72 in Fargo. Sunny tomorrow, 74 Friday night. Clear again. It's going to get only down to 52. Sunny on Saturday, high near 74. Tioga, we got another sunny day, high near 71. Light northeast wind, clear tonight, down to 45. Back up to 80 on Friday under sunny skies, and Friday partly cloudy. And so we're off to a nice day. Looks like the weekend's going to be mostly sunny and very, very, very nice temperatures. A lot of amazing aftermath to a lot of intensity in the world. Putin seems to be taking front page headlines. He's actually lecturing America in the New York Times. Lois Lerner's embarrassed again. It turns out she was going after the Tea Party way back in 2001, calling the dear Christian patriots dangerous. Isn't that sad? So there's going to be a lot of interesting. See, on the What's on Your Mind show at 9:30, they're going to have North Dakota State Representative Mike Anafi on the lack of property tax relief coming from political subdivisions across state, despite what the North Dakota legislator intended by giving money back. This, considering that the What's on Your Mind show is heard all over the state, this would be a great opportunity, folks. If you've got some issues, call in. And we have open phones a lot on the What's on Your Mind. That's the whole format of this number one show. At 10:30, they're going to have Nick Archuleta, president of the North Dakota United, the new union merging the North Dakota Education Association, the Teachers Union, and the North Dakota Public Employees Association, the Public Workers Union. Why was the merger necessary, and what are the new union's goals? Then at 10:49, Stephanie Radentz discusses United Blood Services Battle of the Budgets event in Bismarck. Well, one of the most interesting things, I just got an email from a guest that was on the Common Sense Club, Chaplain Klingenschmidt, who went door to door in Colorado, passing out literature and voting records, because the voters ousted two Colorado Democrat lawmakers Tuesday in the state's first ever legislative recall launched over their support for stricter gun laws and the inability of congressional Democrats to pass stricter background checks when they have control of the presidency and the United States Senate following a mass school shooting. Safe to call the gun control movement a failure that won't ever go anywhere? Is it safe? They say that Colorado was drifting to the left, becoming less and less red and more blue, and they stood up and said, not yet. When the reason that they've been able to pretend they're blue is because of a lot of the Colorado legislators' professed support of Second Amendment rights. About when they stepped across the line, boink, they get slapped. Had a battle on Patriot Day in Washington, D.C. between the Million Man Muslim March and the Million Bikers March, clearly won by the bikers after not many Muslims showed up. But were the Muslims wrong to hold a march on a day like Washington? Did it cross a line sacred to many Americans, considering that all of the bombers were Muslim? On top of that, folks, the Muslims got permits. The bikers didn't. A lot of people, a lot of stuff going around the internet about the obvious preferential treatment of the Obama administration towards Muslims over Christians. And folks, if you've ever, how you feel about the aftermath of 9/11 or anything, you can call in until until 9 o'clock. You could still call in at 855-217-76 to this preview program if you want to comment about any of that stuff. Then the question is, do you think delivering oil by rail is safe? There's a lot of with so much North Dakota crude being transported by rail, does it concern you following the big Quebec train derailment? Oil transporters are expecting a wave of regulation to make their jobs harder. This as the Canadian Transportation Safety Board reveals that oil in the Quebec may have been dislabeled as less explosive than it should have been. Meanwhile, in Washington, debate expected to begin in Congress on Keystone Pipeline, considered by many much safer way of delivering North Dakota crude. Of course it is. But we have an administration at war with carbon, you know, at war with coal, and think that somehow we should turn corn into ethanol in extreme measures and amounts, and of course windmills, and of course solar, which works so well at night. Then emails reveal more details about efforts by NDSU to sell the university plane to Shields. Looks like that's going to happen. Another headline. Red River students react to school dance policy with a walkout. Move party elsewhere. Did the administration go too far? Then there's former Fargo-Moorhead area residents plan protest of white supremacists' visit to Leith, North Dakota. Right move or just ignore it? You know, let it go away, or are you going to give them some more attention? A lot of these people really revel in attention, and you know, there's a lot of frustration, and one of the things that's happening when you give preferential treatment to one group over another, and, you know, the racial aspects, the hostility towards white males by the left creates a counterpunch, you know. For every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction. And this hatred for people that are successful and people that are white males by the left is just, and the people that have guns and the people that believe in God, you know, that cling to their guns and their Bibles, the contempt in so much of intelligentsia on the far left, the socialists that are running the administration and so forth, and most of the media and most of the colleges in the country, as we see that the hatred towards the Tea Party movement is pretty pervasive. Well, anyway, the Democrats' latest farm bill strategy threatened to double the price of milk. Dairy farmers warn milk prices could skyrocket to $6 a gallon. That's another issue. So the whole farm bill is back front and center, and the angst of the public, and soon the legislators that are dealing with it. Then, this is the 10th anniversary of the Say Anything blog. Many of you have gone to that Say Anything blog. Do you have a favorite Say Anything blog scoop or blog post? That might be a nice thing, as Rob Port is the guest host. He's replacing Scott Hennon today on the What's On Your Mind show. And then a church must close doors as Williston Shelter. Here's another one that is riled up a number of cross-section of groups. Wind farms killed 67 eagles in 5 years. That's that they know of. After massive wind farm approved in Adams County near Headinger, why don't wind farms get shut down by county commissioners like oil and electric projects? Are they really less obtrusive than others? Folks, look at the little pumping stations of oil. They don't kill any beautiful eagles, or very interesting and unique bats. They do no harm, folks. They just pump the lifeline of our economy and our commerce across America by a train or however it can get to the refineries. North Dakota tribes vote to oppose development at the Killdeer battle site. One historian calls that the most important historical site in North Dakota. So that's a growing issue, cross currents battle being waged. And then it looks like United Airlines pulling service out of Grand Forks. Of course, then Ron Paul made headlines again by saying U.S. triggered September 11th. Remember when Obama's pastor said chickens are coming home to roost, basically said the same thing, and so shame on Ron Paul. That is really, really reckless and laughably absurd. There is no justification for terrorism, killing innocent people. It's just Ron Paul is, maybe he's getting senile or something. That's lame. Anyway, House GOP to delay vote on government funding measure tied to Obamacare funding fight. That's a growing issue. I know now of three Senate candidates that are having repeal Obamacare on their websites, and it's growing, folks. Well, we're going to be back with Rob Port and Steve Bakken to talk about what's ahead for them today on, and the questions of the day on What's on Your Mind. Stay tuned to this preview show. Mark the Freedom Poet will be back in just a few minutes.
And tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Now a word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. Did you know agriculture's direct contribution to North Dakota's economy every year is about $6 billion? Ag represents close to a quarter of our state's economic base, employs approximately 25% of the state's workforce. Agriculture is North Dakota's economic engine, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is agriculture's best advocate. Farm Bureau understands how a strong ag sector helps keep our state strong, but we're about more than agriculture. We're about those things that are important to all North Dakotans. A strong, growing, vibrant economy, good schools, safe communities, and keeping more of our hard-earned money in our own pockets. Farm Bureau members know the organization is not only working for them on important issues in Bismarck and Washington, D.C., but helping them save a few bucks on everything from new and used vehicles to prescription drugs. Find out more about the organization by going online to ndfb.org. That's the North Dakota Farm Bureau website, ndfb.org. Your state, your future, your Farm Bureau. That's agriculture. And that's the North Dakota Farm Bureau.
Before you fight, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com,
the Northland's most respected auto shopping website for over 10 years. Whether you're looking to buy or sell a car, truck, SUV, or boat, KeepItLocal.com keeps it simple. With hundreds of dealers and private sellers, our inventory changes daily. We are the source for finding your next auto or power sport item. Remember, KeepItLocal.com, we keep it simple.
Before you buy, give it a hometown try. KeepItLocal.com.
It's a modern-day gold rush. Black gold, that is. North Dakota is the nation's second leading oil producer, pumping out over 793,000 barrels a day. Stop. This just in. Apex is hiring mechanical engineers and plumbers now. The right candidates earn $25 to $35 an hour depending on experience. Call Jim at 701-651-6753. That's 701-651-6753. Apex USA is an equal opportunity employer.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the preview of What's on Your Mind. Very happy to have an anniversary celebrant, the author, editor of of the Say Anything blog, Rob Port, and Steve Bakken. How are you guys?
I'm doing fine.
Good morning, Mark.
Congratulations, Mr. Port, on your wonderful blog. How many people look at it now?
Well, it depends on any given day, but right now we're around 7,000 to 8,000 a day.
Congratulations. That's really significant. Anyway, you guys, what's kind of going to be your format today on what's on your mind?
Well, coming up today, one of the things that keeps popping up, and this goes back to the whole relief versus reform versus local control, but taxes. 9:30 today, we had North Dakota State Representative Mike Natheon on lack of property tax relief coming from political subdivisions across the state. Despite what the legislature did, which intended to give the money back, but they did unprecedented tax relief. But this goes back to that question: did people really want relief, or do they want reform? And I think it's a condemnation of the system that is failing, because you've got school districts across the state that are, hey, more money for us. I mean, Rob, what's your sense? To me, it comes back to, I didn't support Measure 2 last time around because of the local control issue, but we have local control, don't we?
I think in a lot of ways we do, and we're seeing just how much local control we have right now. And I think that, whatever else you want to say about the issue, there's a big disconnect when you hear from statewide leaders that we're going to get hundreds of millions of dollars in property tax relief, and then it shows up as maybe $7, $8, maybe $12 on your property tax bill. I think taxpayers see a big disconnect in that and wondering where all the money's going, because we're increasing budgets at the local level, we're increasing budgets at the state level, both for property taxes, and we're not seeing any relief.
But it seems like people want to blame the legislature for not having tax relief, and it's not really where the fault lies.
Well, it's not. This is really an issue that's driven by local spending. The legislature, I think, and if you ask a lot of the legislators today, they would say, the legislature never should have got into the property tax business in the first place back in 2007 when they began sort of this attempt to buy down property taxes with state dollars. Really, this is a local issue. If you're unhappy about your property taxes, you need to talk to the local government. And it does seem that this debate has shifted. I mean, it seems that people are showing up at local governments, from reports that I'm seeing across the state. It looks like people are finally starting to show up at the local governments and hold them accountable for this.
Finally, though, because that wasn't the case even recently, there's so much apathy on the local level. You go to a school board meeting or a county commission meeting or a city council meeting, and there's nobody there. Unless there was an issue that specifically addressed somebody's property, and somebody had a question or complaint, you didn't get a room full of people to go, no, this is a bad idea, we're going to spur this debate. That just didn't happen. It just did not happen until now. People are starting to get a little bit involved when you start looking at school districts that are taking every penny that's available from the tax relief that the legislature had given them.
Yeah, and again, you really have to look at, where is this money going? And a lot of it, the majority, 660 some odd million of the property tax relief passed by the legislature went directly to schools. And most of us, it seems like school spending, the only answer that the public, most want to hear is more is better all the time. But we've got to remember, we're coming off an era where enrollment's down. I mean, if you go back, and we don't have, finalized enrollment numbers for this year yet, but if we go back even through last year, enrollment's actually down statewide, 2% over the last year. But spending's, at least by the state legislature, is up well over 100% on education. So when enrollment was going down and spending was going up, what was happening all to the money? And now enrollment is going up, and that poses some challenges. But where is all the money gone? I think that's a question that we're not asking nearly enough.
Rob, is there a disconnect, you think, between rural and urban when it comes down to this issue? Because we look at what's happened over the last 10, 12, 15 years with rural school districts, and a lot of them closing, consolidating. And consolidation was the answer to all the woes over the last 15 years in education. It was a battle of survival. They had to consolidate or they wouldn't be around in any form. Now we've got unprecedented growth, especially in a lot of the western rural communities, because of what's going on with oil patch growth. And you see it in communities like Bismarck, Mandan, Minot. There's a caveat because of the flooding up there. Some of the larger communities out near or in the oil patch, they do have unprecedented growth. So is there a little bit of a disconnect between east-west or rural and urban on this issue?
I think there is, and it's more along the, and obviously, yeah, I mean, in terms of the challenges being faced, Western, you have some very small school districts that are being faced with some very large enrollment increases, and especially enrollment increases that you're not entirely sure if some of these kids that are maybe starting kindergarten or starting first grade are going to be there to graduate. I mean, there's just a lot of unknowns, I think, that Western school districts are facing. So that's an issue. And then you have, you know, sort of rich property districts versus poor property districts, you know, where, you know, some school districts will have a lot, you know, Fargo school districts have a lot of money because there's a lot of very valuable property in Fargo that produces a lot of revenue. Some rural districts don't have that. And I think that maybe speaks to a fundamental problem, a fundamental flaw with the property tax is that in a lot of ways it's uneven, it's unfair. And you know, I think we've been trying to solve that equation for a long time. You got to wonder if there's not a better way of doing it.
And you know, and what else is on the show today, you guys? That was a good discussion on that poll tax issue, but you got a bunch more stuff on there, especially a couple other guests, I understand.
Well, there's a new unit in North Dakota, which to me is always kind of an odd. When you start talking unions in North Dakota, it's kind of an odd dynamic due to the fact that North Dakota is a right-to-work state. So we're going to have Nick Archuleta. He's the president of North Dakota's United, which is a brand-new union merged in the North Dakota Education Association, the Teachers Union, and the North Dakota Public Employees Association. Basically, it's a public workers union. We're going to check in with them and see what some of their goals are and then some of the impetus behind that. Also, of course, open phones. One of the stories that I've been following closely is what happened in Colorado with an ouster, a recall election over gun rights. Some Colorado Democratic lawmakers lost their job. They were recalled, and that was launched over their support of stricter gun laws. And then, of course, there's a little battle going on Patriot Day in Washington, D.C., between the Million Muslim March and the Million Biker March. Just a couple of things I've been following. Rob, anything spurring your interest? What's on your mind this morning?
Yeah, you know, I've been following that train derailment in Quebec about where a shipment of Bakken oil derailed and exploded and just a horrific accident up there. A lot of people, the Canadian Transportation Safety Board reveals that a lot of that oil may have been mislabeled as less explosive maybe than it should have been. And also, you know, there's a lot of question now, is all this oil being shipped by rail, is it safe? I mean, we've seen an explosion just in the past couple of years of the amount of oil being shipped by rail. So that's something that's definitely on my mind.
It looks like you're headed for a really good What's on Your Mind show, folks. Thanks. We're going to be back with more sports and preview show in just a few minutes.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Frack water recycling by Green Technologies. Now more than ever, water is integral to the success of oil and gas operations. Demands for increased environmental stewardship highlight the need for 100% recycling of flowback and produced waters. Green Technologies does it. If the well site location is remote, the challenges and costs of sourcing and disposing of waters becomes even greater, further underscoring the need to recycle water on location. Green Technologies does it. They're the leaders in frack water recycling, using a mobile filter press to provide on-site water treatment to effectively do the job better than anyone. Green Technologies, providing consistently clean, recycled flowback and produced waters. They're also the exclusive distributor of Drill and Dry, the best all-natural absorbent product specially produced for the oil field applications. Call them today for more at 855-246-4312. 855-246-4312 or go online to Green Technologies at gtmwt.com.
Did you know that gold and silver contain healing properties? It's true. Since the beginning of mankind's history, gold and silver have not only been used as real money, but also for healing our minds and bodies. Utopiasilver.com is your leading source for colloidal silver and colloidal gold, offering supplement protocols that can heal and enhance your health. Protocols for boosting the immune system, insomnia, yeast infections, herpes, and countering the effects of vaccinations and radiation poisoning. And now Utopiasilver.com encourages the use of real money with this buy one, get one free real money special. For details and your colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements, call 888-213-4338 and ask about 50% off for first-time customers. That's 888-213-4338 or visit utopiasilver.com, utopiasilver.com, fighting for liberty and healing one American at a time.
Times are changing, and violent crimes against law-abiding citizens are out of control. Protect yourself with legal, affordable, 100% made in the USA ballistic body armor. Available at AR500.com. Rated for calibers up to .308 Winchester. Packages including armor start at only $210. It's the right of every responsible American citizen to own body armor. Get some at 602-501-9607 or AR500.com. Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
This is the What's on Your Mind preview. Taking a look at the world today. I'd like to talk about sports a little bit during this time of the morning. And my son lives in Cedar Rapids. There is incredible excitement there about a 19-year-old kid named Byron Buxton. He is in the Minnesota Twins Farm League, and he gets top honors in the minors. The spectacular 19-year-old outfielder was hit named Baseball America's Player of the Year. Listen to this. He batted 334 for the year. He had 55 stolen bases. He's greased lightning, folks. 18 triples? This is unheard of number of triples. And 12 home runs. There's a guy that's got a house behind the fence in Cedar Rapids, and Buxton has hit that house like three times. So, Ron Gardenhire had heard about Buxton's potential and was impressed when he met the teenager. But when one of the best talent evaluators the Twins manager knows offered his assessment, that caught Gardy's attention. Tom Kelly said Buxton was the fastest base runner he has ever seen. Folks, I'm excited about the Twins. I'm sorry. I'll probably never get over it. And now we got a 19-year-old that is... And Tom Kelly is not given to hyperbole. It's really something. So that's very, very exciting. There's a lot of aspects that were cool, even historic, about Buxton's season. And on Wednesday, the 19-year-old Georgian received the highest honor a player at his level can. His name, Minor League Player of the Year. Wow. This recognition was once bestowed on Frank Thomas, Manny Ramirez, Derek Jeter, and exactly a decade ago, on the only other Twin to ever be so honored, Joe Mauer, the greatest hitting catcher of all time, the only catcher to ever hit the batting title three times, and he is still in third or fourth place, third place in batting average, even though he's been injured. He's going to come back. He's batting .324 this year, so very, very exciting. So it's nice to be happy about something like that, and... the Twins were behind 3-1 when I lost track of how they were doing last night, but I don't know. They finally on Tuesday they came from behind to win 4-3, and I don't remember. I can't find how they did last night. I want to apologize about that. So what? Wild hopes to fill gaps with young players. They're, what, 18? Wow, the Twins lost 18-3. No wonder I turned it off. Anyway, folks, that happens. But they have won 63 games. In spite of it, they won the series 2 out of 3 games to the first place Oakland Athletics, who kind of my one of my probably my second favorite American League team, because my Some of my grandkids live just a mile away from the center, and one of my best friends loves the Rangers. They're two games behind. Well, anyway, we're moving towards a very interesting time. We sure hope that the Vikings have a much better performance as they play the Chicago Bears in Chicago on Sunday. Khalil said, we're ready to get after it after a subpar performance. Yep, they probably the worst collective performance for the line ever. They 17 carries. Adrian Peterson only got 15 yards after his opening touchdown run. In spite of that, Peterson did get three touchdowns. So we'll have to see. Very, very troubled about the Vikings. We're going to have an interesting show today in the Common Sense Club. We're going to be looking. I have a friend named Corporal Chaplain Klingensmith, who's actually active in the election, the recall election in Colorado. He may be with us today or tomorrow. We are going to be looking at the Obamacare may be hazardous to your health. That's a big billboard that's up in Times Square, New Year's in New York City. I'm going to talk about the Heritage Foundation's great research about how dangerous and threatening to health your health care Obamacare is. We're going to be talking about something historic. You know, today is the 10th anniversary of the Say Anything blog. Next Monday is the first meeting of the Freedom Club here in Fargo. You know, Scott has been talking about the Flag family committed to faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. And we did have four clubs. We were trying to get all four different clubs because people have different emphasis. But what we found out is many people care about the assaults on all four of those quadrants, faith, family, freedom, and free enterprise. So we decided to have one club with those four aspects. And the image that came to my mind as Scott and I talked about this was one of the greatest defensive positions way back to the Roman times, and also the British used the quadrangle, whereby they couldn't be flanked. They would have a square defensive battle position. And that's how I think of it. We need to be looking squarely into the face of the threats on freedom itself. We focus on gun rights. We focus on respect and rehabilitating wounded veterans and all of the Bill of Rights. But more specifically, we have a special quadrant because it's so pervasive, and it's the first of the first Bill of Rights. It's freedom of religion. So faith, family, of course, we stand up for the sanctity of life and traditional marriage anywhere we can. And the final thing is free enterprise. So that's going to be kind of the focus of that first gathering. And that's going to be at the, that's going to be at the, out at the, Pizza Ranch in Fargo at 4480 23rd Avenue South, 6 o'clock on Monday night at the Pizza Ranch. Just a great place. In fact, Rick Santorum credits his win in Iowa in the primary last time of emanating from the Pizza Ranches, which are all over Iowa. That's where it was started, is in Orange Center. It's a great company that lets Christian groups and patriotic groups meet in their meeting room, oftentimes for no charge. Just got handed a forum piece about the 10-run inning that Oakland had. Wow, I'm so glad I didn't listen to this. It said Jed Lowy's foul ball turned into a 2-run double after the umpires changed the call, highlighted a 10-run fourth inning as the Oakland Athletics pounded the Twins 18-3. Well, they must have been mad about losing the first two games to us, and they're up in first place. Every Oakland starter had at least one hit, one run, and one RBI as the A's recorded a season-high 22 hits and extended their lead over Texas in the AL West to 3 games. How sad. Lowy, the Coco Crisp, and Stephen Voigt also homered, so not fun. Fans at the Target Field sarcastically cheered after Miller was ejected after a long argument. So, folks, it's kind of a grim time. But remember, we got about 17 games left of the season, and the Twins, all they got to do now is win 4 more games, and they will have a better season than last year when they lost 95 games. The year before, they lost 99. So sometimes when you can't make it to the playoffs, you got to rethink your goals. But like I say, we got a superstar in the wings, Byron Buxton. 18 triples? Are you kidding me? I've never heard of anything like that before. So pretty interesting. Another aspect, we're going to be looking at the markets today. Kind of an emphasis, perhaps, on the stock market. Folks had gotten extremely nervous about the stock market, and since it looks like peace will at least hang on as far as American involvement in Syria, the stock market has exploded many, many points in the last 5 trading sessions and is actually up again today. The Dow is currently trading at 15,315. Bob Liebachen is going to be with us at the Common Sense Club, and he is my favorite broker. I say that because he is a farmer. So he's got the perspective of marketing, understanding the markets, futures and options from a marketing perspective. And he also has his own company of commodity brokerage. I used to work with him years ago when I was a commodity broker, and I trust him. In the commodity markets, because of the extreme leverage, there's some vulnerability there. It's very important to have a conservative, thoughtful, experienced person help you if you ever have a commodity account. And he's the president of RML, and he's going to be with me in the second hour of the Common Sense Club today. So we're going to be looking at that. We're going to be encouraging people to call in about how they feel about any number of issues. The Million Man March, Muslim March, proved to be 26 people showed up. But that's kind of pitiful, but the most pitiful thing by far was that the Muslim March got precedence and got a permit, and the conservative, patriotic bikers who came out in much bigger numbers did not get a permit to protest in their capital. Folks, you know, that's the kind of thing that just grieves me terribly, and that's one of the main reasons that I call myself the Freedom Poet. And the Common Sense Club tries to seek and promote equal justice under the law. You know, the president has been most egregious about not supporting equal justice under the law. And that's very, very important, to have all men created equal. Not just if you're, you know, the president seems to think that if you're in a union, you're in the middle class, and if you're not, then you're something else. The whole thing about the pursuit of happiness, not the guarantee of happiness, is extremely important differentiation. The Common Sense Club tries to encourage everybody to make a difference, according to the Constitution. Our Constitution is exceptional. Now, Putin, who is upstaging Obama right and left, goes into the New York Times and says that it's wrong to call America exceptional. Of course, we're the only reason communism isn't all over the world. Is America, is Reagan standing there on the exceptional strength of America saying, Gorbachev, tear down this wall? But we're going to be back with the final What's on Your Mind preview in just a few minutes.
You're listening to the program that asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
There's a lot of big equipment all throughout the Bakken. It costs a lot of money. Big rigs that are expensive. And you know what? My friends at Legacy Steel Buildings would like to help you protect those assets. The closer you look at Legacy Steel, the better they look, because they're the industry leader in providing superior quality, service, and durability at the most competitive prices. If you think that's just talk, call them for a free price quote, and you'll find out why thousands of folks, when they need everything from a trucking warehouse to a garage workshop, airplane hangar, a church, warehouse, horse barn, arenas, anything, any kind of building, place of worship, classroom building, police station, they call Legacy Steel Buildings and they ask for Bach and Bruce. Tell them Scott sent you. And when you do, congratulate them for being the North Dakota Exporter of the Year. the North Dakota Exporter of the Year, because they're doing business in 100 countries around the world, and they're doing it well from the great state of North Dakota. Bach and Bruce, 800-237-9620. Tell them Scott sent you. Start your journey to health and wellness today with Youngevity. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hinnon. You've heard the ads for Youngevity. You've heard the stories. I have, too. I've dug into this a little bit, and I tell you what, this company, this product, really excites me. You talk to folks who work at losing weight, body's literally starving for minerals and trace elements as well as key vitamins, and then they found Youngevity. Products like Beyond Tangerine, Pollen Burst, and Rebound. Start taking them and lose weight in a short period of time. Get results. So listen up, listeners. Go to flagfamily.com. Flagfamily.com. Youngevity, by the way, has hundreds and hundreds of products, but these three are very key to immediate success. You'll see the changes in the way you look, feel, and in your appetite almost immediately. So let's get started on a journey to better health and better wellness today. Flagfamily.com. Click the Youngevity link to find out more and get started. Flagfamily.com, Youngevity link.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
That something horrible didn't happen yesterday? How many of you had bated breath? How many of you had trepidation? I know I got up yesterday morning as I went to sleep. I for innocent children all over the world that the crazed and loony and very, very evil, this is an important word, folks, evil terrorists didn't work their horror on some innocent people during the night. So, I feel like we bit the bullet because we know these people will never quit planning our demise and Israel's demise. We have a pretty nice day starting out. Cool. Tauget's 42, Fargo 53, Bismarck 50, Dickinson 48, Minot 49, Grand Forks 52, Wahpeton 50 degrees, Devil's Lake 52, Valley City 50, Williston 43. Sunny skies. It looks like it's going to be mostly clear tonight here in Fargo. Gets down to 43 again. Friday, sunny with a high near 74. South winds 5 to 8. Friday night, mostly clear, around 52. Kind of crack a window and feel some invigorated sleeping. Saturday, mostly sunny, high near 74. Then in Tioga, sunny today, get up to 71, down to 45 tonight under clear skies. Friday will be sunny with a high near 80. Still summer clinging to us a little bit. It's mostly fallish, though, more and more. And then Friday night, partly cloudy, mostly sunny. On Saturday, high near 77 and clear Saturday night. Looks like sunny on Sunday as well. A lot of topics to be covered today on What's on Your Mind. Get ready to call in after 9 o'clock on all the five stations that have generally Scott Henin and Steve Bakken. Today, Scott is gone, and Rob Port, the editor and originator of the Say Anything blog, who is celebrating its 10th anniversary, he's joining Steve Bakken today, and they'll have some interesting forth and back, and, of course, the stars of the What's on Your Mind program, the people that call in. Open phones start right at the top, 906. People can call 800-228-0550 at, again, starting at 906 or so, or locally 701-258-0550. That's in the Bismarck area. Some of the topics, it's a lot of excitement about some movement in Colorado, which a lot of people felt was turning blue, meaning liberal. The voters ousted two Colorado Democrat lawmakers Tuesday in the state's first ever legislative recall launched over their support for stricter gun laws and inability of congressional Democrats to pass stricter background checks when they had control of the presidency and the U.S. Senate following a mass school shooting. And here's the question, and one of the topics that can be bandied about on What's on Your Mind. Is it safe to say the gun control movement is a failure and it won't go anywhere, ever? I think it is, folks. We got 2 billion arms in private hands in this great country. 85% of the private gun ownership on earth is in the United States of America. And the radical liberals like Obama, who said people shouldn't have the right to own guns. He's actually said that. And he has conspired to take away gun rights with the various legislation. That's impeachable on the face of it. His threat to our Second Amendment is impeachable. And so that's part of the mix, as part of the thinking. Of course, we had that interesting battle on Patriot Day. You know what Patriot Day is? It's September 11th. It's Patriot Day. In Washington, D.C., the Million Man Muslim March, which turned out to be about 26 Muslims, and the Million Biker March, which turned out to be a few thousand. You see, the Muslims were granted a permit to come and protest or have a march in Washington, D.C., and the bikers were denied, mostly Christian patriots, you know, and people that believe in our way of life and our freedom of speech and assembly. They were denied. The bias is just ridiculous. Political correctness that stands against people's right to express their religion and their beliefs, unless you're way left a whoopee, an atheist. And then, of course, it sounded like Rob Port would be really interesting in delving into the issue about delivering oil by rail safe as we get closer and closer to the debate and fighting again for the Keystone Pipeline, which just makes a lot more sense. And then the tax issue. The people of North Dakota really expected to have considerably more tax relief on their property taxes. But it turns out that the local school districts, really, North Dakota has an unusual level of local control. And a lot of times the tax relief hasn't been nearly as much as people expect. So you can weigh in on that issue. Again, What's on Your Mind coming up at the right past the top of the hour between 9 and 11 today. Call 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550. Rob Port, the 10-year editor of the Say Anything blog, and Steve Bakken will be joining forces to field your questions and kind of talk about all these issues. You know, there's a lot of other things, too. Here, the wind farm killing 67 eagles in 5 years. This is after the massive wind farm approved in Adams County near Hettinger. Why don't wind farms get shut down by county commissioners like oil and electrical projects? The bias against the most efficient, the most consistent, the most reliable, and most inexpensive energy versus unreliable, that's just sad. But they're going to have all of those questions, and stay tuned for What's on Your Mind to follow.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Welcome to Soybean Minute with Diana Biedelsbacher.
In collaboration with South Dakota and Minnesota, the North Dakota Soybean Council is engaged in a project designed to change the way soybean buyers define protein quality. For many years, crude protein has been the conventional measure of soybean protein quality. Yet soybean farmers in our region have lower crude protein levels due to environmental conditions. Careful analysis through several years of research has shown that the protein quality of northern soybeans is much better thanks to their higher concentrations of essential amino acids. Thanks to your checkoff dollars, we are able to conduct this research and educate international buyers on the fact that amino acid content is the more complete and accurate indicator of soybean feeding value. This will ultimately lead to increased market share and higher returns to soybean farmers in this region.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LaCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LaCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LaCig.com. And LaCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of world wide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LaCig.com, spelled LECIG.com. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
One in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.